Teaching and learning takes place under trees, which creates inconveniences for students, especially during the rainy season. During my visit to the school, students were seen using some bag bricks of mud to construct their structures. Head teacher of the school, Humphrey Aga, told me about 11 years now, the school is going through infrastructure challenges. After constructing some cell structure for the pupils, a heavy rain brought the structure down about 2 to 3 years ago during the second semester. According to him, students have to carry chairs from their various homes to the school and carry them back after close of school. These, he described, worrying and frustrating. Sometimes animals defecate in the classroom, making it very inconducive for teaching and learning.
About 11 years now that the school started, we don't have a classroom book. We spread shed for form 1, form 2, form 3. Just about some 2-3 years, the semester, that's the second June, when we came for the second semester, the structures were all down. So we wrote a letter to the principal chief executive to come to our aid. Nothing was forthcoming. We made a follow-up again. Still, they promised us back up to now. And the children, they don't have any place to sit alone, except one structure for the form 3 that is remaining. So there's an old KG structure which we are using. But the primary school, their feeding program, the kitchen is just attached to the old KG structure. And always you see smoke. Since they cook there, you see smoke always, in fact, disturbing us. So we said, no, we'll take it upon ourselves to begin something later. I called a PT meeting. They only told us to, the parents contributed 10,000 cedis. Most have not paid. And gave it to us that we should put up a structure. So I was saying, always structure, and the structure will fall. So let's do something permanent. So we started doing some soil. We are only appealing to anybody that can come to our aid. Classroom block, at least 3 units classroom. We don't have office. My hall is office. All the school items are in my hall. Whatever we need, we come and pick them. It is too bad. And it's not permanent. We are only raising a dwarf wall before we put on the, put up the structure. You know, anytime we come, animals come to defecate on the floor and other things. The children carry their chairs to and fro to their home. You see, they bring their own chairs, carry it. Yeah. Because when they leave it, they will steal them. Some are using plastic chairs. The dwarf wall, a little, whereby we can at least lock and put on the structure. That is our plan. It is not a permanent structure we are putting up. It is still a pavilion we are going to raise, but only we want to raise a little dwarf wall. We need classroom block with an office and store. We don't have furniture today.
The school authority is pleading with the government for the provision of a befitting ICT laboratory, classrooms, bungalows, office, and toilet facilities to enhance effective academic works and performance. Students are supposed to be in the classroom learning. The girls are fetching water for the boys to mold. Some of the students lament about the difficulty they have to go through.
This is the time you are supposed to be in the classroom learning, but you are outside fetching water. What is the situation?
Because the building is not good. Our boys are supposed to mold bricks so that we used to build the school. And we, the ladies, are supposed to fetch water for molding the bricks.
How is this situation affecting your academic performance?
This situation is affecting our, the way that instead of being in the classroom, we are outside and all the learning hours, you have them outside molding bricks for the building. And this really delays us in our academics. During the rainy season, we are asked to go home. Whenever it rains, because the building is not good, the rain comes into the classroom, so we are forced to pack our books into our bags and leave immediately. And at times too, we carry chairs from the house to the school, and it really disturbs us. We are appealing to the government to come and help us build the school. And moreover, too, the teachers don't have teachers' bungalow and common room. And it's very difficult for them to give us notes. And when it rains, too, because our books are being spoiled by the rain, it's very difficult to see the previous notes with copying them. And all of us, too, the basic BC, we are all schools are going to write the same BC. But in our case, we are lacking behind because the school building is no good. We find it very difficult to learn. And the teachers too don't have teachers' bungalow and stuff. So we are supposed to be learning. We are outside modern bricks for the school building. And this really affecting us.
School near or how we bring say bus school and idea and going to ba. Yes, I point and yes, I dear who feel. Since we are to me say
That is not all. Some parents have threatened to withdraw their children from the school if nothing is done about it. They are therefore appealing to the government and benevolent organizations to come to their aid.
And they close them from school to go home because the structure is not good. So we are pleading on the government and institutions to come to our aid. Some of us have decided to withdraw our children from the school because of this infrastructure problem. So we are pleading on the government and the individual institution to come to our aid. Times too, they have to carry their furniture from the house to school and bring it back. We are asking the government to help us or do something about it for us.
It was school mom. By any school dying quiet name, Omokosque be a monsian dia, Ebacum trim, Sebio, Ebiacum trimba. Satis Omunia dying cry, no mutti dining my head, and say, oh, more school dance, and sober to cry, and ya deaf number some pong say, sober to, and a deuce to brim crying, a man on Montmuncus. As I say, Sunya Munapen, I say a pom no money and beefy. By your stresses, I bang, bet me up by no baboy and dia, a be ya my empan.
Currently, all the books and learning materials are kept in the headmaster's home, occupying lot of spaces and making academic work difficult for the headmaster. He said education was key to development of any society, contributing to the building of individual capacity physically, emotionally, and intellectually. Reporting for Assassin News, Solomon Mensah, Anyabele, Uti Region.